This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, this is Saturday Magazine. Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affair and lifestyle program. A healthy mix of local and national news, current affairs, life, and some lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 21st of January, 21 degrees, heading for a high of 26. Now, we had a lovely surprise when we came in this morning. Apart from a hash brown.
It was actually an overwhelming surprise, mate.
It was an overwhelming surprise.
I'm still very emotional and moved by it to think that there are people out there who actually love us.
Well, there's two.
Two of them, and you know who you are. 317 and Melina Smith. And we love you both.
We'll post a picture shortly.
That's apart from our partners, of course.
Oh, yes.
They love us too. Yeah.
So 317 and Melina, who regularly message us about the show, they sent us some lovely gifts. Gorgeous champagne glass for me. Some grumpy pills for me. Don't know why I'd need them. Certainly grumpy enough as it was. And a really interesting book, 101 Things to Do Instead of Worrying About the World. I might have to read that.
And I got a gorgeous mug.
You did.
From which I can drink my green tea.
Yes.
While I'm working in my study. And I also got a selection of Absolute Vodka.
Which we're going to knock them off tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do that. And I also got a gorgeous gold bird, a glitter bird.
Yes.
Which I can include in my array of Christmas decorations going forward.
You can, yeah. You can put that on your nipple.
But more importantly...
Actually, you can have mine. You can have one on each nipple face.
But more importantly, I just feel really touched.
I do too.
I feel
too,
really touched that somebody's gone
and
to
lovely,
the trouble.
Lovely cards and notes with them. So 317 and Melina. I'm going, Melina, I do have the very limited edition Margaret Court mug for you. I now know, because you put a return address on the package, I now know where to send it. And I'm also going to send a mug to 317. So thank you guys for listening in and thank you so much for the gifts. It means a lot.
And my challenge to both of you is to come into the studio one Saturday morning
be part of the show, or even ring us one Saturday and we'll have a chat.
God, I'd love that.
It'd be great.
Hey, I see you've got new headphones, Macca.
Have I?
Oh. You've got the sort of larger, muffy type.
What are you talking about? No, I had these. You've got brand new ones.
I've got new ones too, and I'm really happy with mine.
I can't.
They work.
Because see, I'm actually holding the microphone this week because we have been made aware that occasionally we breathe into the microphone. We've got it too close, like this.
It's gross, isn't it?
It is.
It's so, just gross.
So we apologise for that. So I'm actually holding the microphone today in an attempt to mitigate that.
So, Macca, what was your highlight in the week?
Well, actually, it was a bit of a low light.
A low light.
Do you want
to share that with us?
Our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, in Japan, never miss an opportunity to get photographed with the military.
Mm.
It's always good. Japanese military, sorry, the Self-Defence Force.
Mm.
And the Australian Bushmaster vehicles and helicopters. Mm. And
I hate all that.
But what he did was, bear in mind, one of his ministers, I think it was last week, the minister who handles Pacific Island affairs, he had a bit of a crack at China over their aid into the region and that some of the things they're doing, you know, they build bridges that aren't very good and, you know, what they're doing is they're buying influence. Now, of course, China is doing its diplomacy and enhancing its influence. It's using the salami tactic, one slice at a time. So the South China Sea, oh, you know, it's ours historically. Oh, look, you know, now it's an island, it's not a sandbar. Oh, now it's an airbase. Oh, now it's heavily armed. And all the aid that they're giving to the Pacific Islands, I might add, in the absence of significant aid by Australia, bearing in mind this really should be an area where we should be predominant in assisting our neighbours, China is the greatest threat to democracy and freedom of speech and human rights in this region.
Whoa. It's a big call, Macca.
It's true. Think about it. Even a bookseller in Hong Kong they don't like. He disappears in the middle of the night. Ends up in on the mainland. You know, a university lecturer who's walking his...
So this was your highlight?
Well, it was a highlight because China is a threat.
Mm.
Okay. You know, North Korea, you know, they could lob a missile over, but let's assume it gets off the ground and doesn't go into the water as they all do. But reality is they are a threat. And Malcolm Turnbull in Japan, there's only one way to say it. He was sucking up to them.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Absolutely.
And
he's good at doing that,
you
isn't
he? But you know, Malcolm Turnbull has spent in the last year more time overseas than he spent in Victoria or South Australia.
Well, that's because...
Other than that press conference with James Molino, how good was that?
Well, that was amazing. But that's because they call him the Prime Minister for Sydney.
Yes.
Well, Macca, I had a completely different
week. There's just one other thing I just want to acknowledge. We have a membership from Kalisha from Wandong. Thank you, Kalisha. That is really, really fantastic.
And it's a lovely part of the country, actually.
It is. And here's one from Brazil. I should say that we love listening to you guys. We've been listening for over a month there in down south in Brazil. They say we're really groovy. Andre and Marilyn from Brazil. There you go.
We love you.
So don't forget to download the podcast.
I've had a very different week to you.
You're letting your beard grow.
Yeah, I am a little bit. Well, I'm still feeling a little bit like I'm in holiday mode. I haven't really got back to work yet. I think it's all going to crank up next week. Mm. And... when I have some official business, I'll probably tidy myself up.
Official business and
have a shave. But at the moment, I'm still enjoying being a bit sort of, you know, in holiday mode. But my highlights.
Because your beard's a bit cultural. Salt and pepper.
It is a bit, isn't it? My highlights were cultural this week. So I attended Midsummer Carnival last Sunday, and I've got to say it was the biggest and the best I've been to
yet. Yes.
It was colourful.
And the weather was kind.
The weather was fantastic. It pissed all night, and I just, my heart sank for the organisers. I thought, you know, how it must be so distressing to be lying in bed, listening to the rain pouring down, knowing that you've got a major event happening tomorrow in a park, you know. But it was a gorgeous day. There wasn't too much mud and slush around. Lots of people. Probably more stalls than I've ever seen before.
Wow.
And they were from everyone. Most of the organisations that I'm associated with in my professional life had a presence.
So there was enough room there for them.
So that was one highlight. My other big highlight, of course, last night
Do you want to know about this?
Yeah, because it's really, really good. Last night I went to the NGV, the National Gallery of Victoria, and attended the opening night of their, what they're calling the Terrennial Extra.
So it's Triennial.
I say Terrennial. It's terrible. I had trouble writing it last night because I was posting like mad about it because it is really very, very good. The exhibition itself is fantastic. It's essentially experiential.
Yeah.
Not much traditional art.
Real culture vulture, aren't you?
At the moment, I feel like I am. Yeah. I'm on holiday still, you see. You can afford to do these sorts of things. And of course, they had DJs out the front, inside the atrium, out the back. And it was like being at the biggest and best garden party you could ever imagine in Melbourne. It was fantastic. And the art is to die for. It's fun. It's engaging. It's participatory. It is really out there. And you could see there was people of all generations, including families who are having a fantastic time, kids who are really loving it, adults who are taking more selfies than you could poke a stick at. I reckon the digital airwaves around the NGV last night had gone in absolute overdrive.
Fantastic.
Don't miss it.
Now,
it's on for a week. Don't miss it. Go at night. Exactly. It's worth it.
Now, if you like a little prick, it's time to immunise for hepatitis B.
Where did that come from?
It's on the wall. Little pricks. Time to immunise for hepatitis B, and it is. Now, I'm going to share a little... I'm not going to give the location or whatever, but the SatMag team, we're all getting together tomorrow with our partners for a bit of a lunch, aren't we, Tass?
Yeah, it should be nice.
Bit of Terps and Tucker.
It should be nice.
Should be nice.
I hope the food's good. I've heard about the cooks.
Yeah.
Now, Macca, the other highlights for me during the week...
You had a lot of highlights this week.
Yeah, I've had a couple of downlights and
downlights.
You know what? I'm coming to those.
Low lights.
But another highlight for me was the extraordinary role modelling from the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, she won the election that nobody expected her to win. Secondly, because she very collaboratively worked with.
And she'd only been opposition leader
for 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
6 weeks. Yeah. 6 weeks. So she won the election.
Did the deal with Winston Peters to
and is now the Prime Minister. Mm. And now, within 100 days, she's about to announce a 100-day report card. She's also announced that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
To a absolute hunk.
To her husband, yes.
What a hunk.
I mean, he is...
A hunk.
And he's got a fishing show, I think.
I've got no idea what he has.
He's got a fishing show on you. Yeah, no, he's pretty dishy.
But, Macca, the message that sends to the world...
Oh, yes.
The message that it sends is that it's okay at all levels of society to participate and be pregnant.
Yes. It's very powerful.
And because in our society, you know, there are still employers who discriminate against potential employees who might potentially even consider being pregnant. So here we now have a leader of a nation who is role modelling that it's okay.
Mm.
I just think that's fantastic. I think that has...
I watched some of the news reports and...
Are there a few negative ones?
Yeah, but one of them on, I think it was Sky News, and I think they were...
I can't believe you watched that.
No, Sky News. I don't watch a lot of the opinion programs on Sky News. Anyway, I think they were waiting for another story, so they were like filling. And the reporter was talking about, and the way she was talking about this was, I don't think she'd actually done any research, or I think it was a bit of a brain fart, about the discussions about security for the newborn. But the way she was talking about it, you could tell she was just like...
She's just not interested.
She was just filling. But you know what the interesting thing is? Winston Peters is going to be Prime Minister, because he's Deputy Prime Minister. Mm. Winston Peters is going to be Prime Minister of
for
New
the
Zealand.
6 weeks that she's on maternity leave.
On maternity leave for 6 weeks. Mm. That'll be interesting to watch.
Mm. But look, I just think it is a really positive thing. And, you know, a little nation here on the side of Australia, it's kicking goals in so many ways. I know my partner will disagree with that. But, you know, in so many ways, it is kicking goals.
What do you think, Paul? What do you think about Jacinta?
Good morning, Macca.
Jacinta?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think there's
to get pregnant.
Well, obviously to get pregnant. I mean, there's no reason not to. But also just to try and juggle the two jobs.
Yeah.
I think women are far better than men at multitasking.
Mm.
And will do a fantastic job doing it, I'm sure.
And it is a very powerful message. And
well, being pregnant is not a disorder. It's not a disability. No. It's not a disease. It's a condition. It's a human condition. And we need to wrap that up into our lives and into our business, rather than saying we're going to outsource you while you actually go and deal with this.
And I think it also
business will stop.
It just follows what's been happening in business. People are being far more flexible at how people work, when they work, the hours they work, and making sure that they actually can juggle the family life with the professional life.
Now, a bit further away, what about Donald Trump's alleged comments, I don't know, because there isn't a recording of them, but people, about shithole countries.
I actually think we should sort of ban talking about him altogether.
But what an extraordinary, extraordinary thing to say. And what's flown from that, what has flowed from that, they've quietly changed some of the visa regulations for the US that they can do by regulation. So if you... from Haiti, you can't get a visa.
Mm.
And they've used all these reasons, you know, because, you know, the denial rate has always been high and overstaying and stuff. No facts to back it up.
Mm. Meanwhile,
And you say that China's going to be the destabilising force of the world in the short term. I think Trump's doing a pretty good job himself.
Exactly, I agree with you. But, you know, interestingly enough, in terms of impact on our communities, he's just quietly moved through legislation that now allows healthcare workers to deny providing services to LGBTI people on no other basis other than their sexual or gender identity. Now, this is music to the ears of the conservative forces here in our nation who are now gearing and supporting this religious freedom.
Some of the conservative forces.
Some of the conservatives.
This is an issue that I'd like to speak to Tim Wilson about.
Of course, and I think we want to talk about this a lot more.
Now, we have a message from a listener that they think Peter Van Onselen on Sky is pretty cute.
Yeah, good on you, Sam. I'm not sure about that.
I think he is.
Moving right
along. He's been a big supporter of marriage equality.
Moving right along.
You know, they didn't renew his contract.
I've got one other thing I'd like to raise.
No.
One thing I'd like to raise, which is Australia Day.
Yes.
Now, this issue is gaining momentum. It is just skyrocketing almost out of control, I reckon. There are people all over our society who are saying, let's change the date.
But you know, a poll says most Australians don't care what day it is.
No, they don't. You're right. But I think what it's also saying...
Is it a fart in a lift? It's like a storm in a
No, I don't think so, Macca. I don't, because these things are symbolic and they actually reflect our underlying values. It's a little bit like marriage equality. You and I will probably never get married. You and I are not even interested or believe in marriage. Yes, we fought for the right because it is important. It sets the right values, the right frameworks, the right attitudes in our community. It's about equality. It's not about the marriage. So something like Australia Day is really about who we are as a nation, how we identify ourselves, what it means to us. And I think that the government is actually losing control over this one. And if they don't lead us, they will continue to lose control.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, losing control. They're certainly running a narrative that doesn't surprise me. But, I mean, the issue is, and, I mean, next Saturday we're going to try and get a few different people on to talk about Australia Day, what it means. But I think what does Australia Day mean to people? It means a lot of different things to people.
See, Australia Day for me as a kid...
Yeah, sorry, in one poll...
...meant going to Torquay with the entire Greek community of Melbourne to dance around pine trees and eat souvlakis.
And jump off the pier.
Yeah.
Is that Australia Day or was that another day?
No, it was Australia Day.
And, you know, one poll I saw, 11% of Australians thought Australia Day was the start of the week of lamb ads.
Well...
True!
Yeah, no, I mean, the lamb ads are great.
But I think it's an interesting...
Okay.
It's an interesting anyway.
We've got 1 minute to go, and I have to raise this. I just have to raise it. The thing that really made my blood boil this week was the incredibly divisive racial politics that was led by our Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, and endorsed...
Sorry, the Homophobic Affairs Minister.
Oh, that's a great one. And endorsed by our Prime Minister. Mm. Now, how outrageous. Rather than leading the conversation and trying to actually move things forward and find a way to actually build harmony and work with communities who are disenfranchised, what they've done is stuck the wedge in, stuck the knife in and twisted it. This is really damaging. This is exactly what Howard did, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and they are repeating exactly those same behaviours. It's just outrageous.
You know why? Because it works with their base.
It's outrageous.
Not all their base. But it works with their base.
I'm hoping that our nation will see through this and see this for what it is. This is a grab for power. It's grubby and it's ugly.
Mm.
There's no room in a multicultural world like ours that should be based on equity and inclusion to be treating people like this.
I agree. Now, one final thing. If anyone out there knows where David Feeney's renunciation of his citizenship is, please send it to him because he can't find it. You are on Saturday Magazine. He knows where his house is, or he knows now, but he doesn't know where his renunciation is. This is Macca. You know, I've got some barbecue sauce on my T-shirt. I spilled it this morning.
Macca, you look filthy.
I know. It's very bad.
We've had some great feedback.
We have.
The lovely Tim of Clifton Hill says, move Australia Day to May 8. Mate. Logic as mateship is a great Aussie characteristic.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.